My audio boot, it's Agent Servo Stream. As you can probably hear, it's raining again here in the UK. Sunday, the 26th of January 2014. So, now what to do outside today. And drink weather. So, I decided to make some blackberry and apple jelly. I was going to make jam. It's kind of a jam, isn't it? So I've got the pan on the boil. So it's just going to simmer down nicely. I've got about a kilo and a half of blackberries and a couple of reasonable sized apples that are a bit sour. They're eating apples, but they're a bit sour, so I didn't really eat them, so they're in the back of the fridge. So I thought, well, I'll just cook up some of this jelly this morning. So really we're just waiting that have to cook down. I'm going to sieve it all out and add some sugar. I've done it before, I quite enjoy making jam. It's all this talk of cakes. Paul O'Mahony talking about cakes. Wholesome Ireland. So I thought I'd have a go. So what's happening in your world this weekend? I know Ormond's out and about with his family, hopefully, if the weather cheers up. They're like gamblers. Been tweeting. He's at off-home out with Ema up in Bathgate. So hope you have a good walk there today. I hope it stays dry for you. I think the tweety season's going to get wet, so hopefully that'll pass. McColgan's been stood in the rain as well. So we're all getting wet. North America are freezing to death. The Australians are baking to death. You do wonder what's going on with this weather, really. So I'm cheating with the battery now. I've just realised I'm on zero battery level on my Zoom. So hopefully I'll get to the end of this before they pack up. That's one good thing about the Zoom, the batteries last a long time. I think I'm only on my third set of batteries since I've had it in August. So they really do last a long time. So that's really what's happening this morning. Making jam. So where have you up to on this Sunday? Have a good one. And I might pop back a bit later with reports and see how it goes. So there you go, on with my jam. So I'm back, just thought I'd do a quick edit. So we've boiled up the blackberries and the apple and reduced it to a pulp. So we strained the pulp through a sieve and then the liquor that's left goes back into the pan. And then you weigh the pulp on the scales and then you add the equivalent amount of sugar. So I had 700 grams of pulp. So I've put in slightly less sugar, I've put in 600 grams of sugar. So it's now just boiling away on the hob. And I've got the two plates in the fridge cooling down. And you boil it for about 10 or 15 minutes. And then you take a small spoon and you take a small sample. And you just drip it onto the plate. And when it goes crinkly, you know, it's the setting point. So really, it's a good way of avoiding the rain today, to be honest. So it's still going. And the pulp I've used, I'm going to make into crumble. I've added a bit of sugar into the pulp, because the natural sugars tend to come out. But just a slightly sweetening, I'll put 2 or 3 teaspoons of sugar in it, and I've divided it into 2 little pots. One which is going to go in the freezer. When that's cooled down. And the other one, I'm going to have some crumble later on. Apple and blackberry crumble. Oh, custard. Lovely. So we'll let that simmer for 10 minutes or so, and we'll keep testing it as it goes. And as soon as I get to the crinkle point, it comes off the heat. I let it cool for a little bit, and then I pour it into a big jug, and it goes into sterilised jars, and that will keep me going in jam for another couple of months. The touch of the autumn. So once again, thanks for listening, and we will catch you in the next brew.